to be over here.
Patrick Mahomes is something else. We all know it. He's 47-14 as a starter in the National Football League. He's 0-2 at Nissan Stadium. That's final score, Tennessee 27, Kansas City 3. As for the second time in 6 days against an AFC power, the Titans get it done again.
I mean, it's not really a shot if it's true, right? I mean, that was kind of like, he's 47-14, but he's 0-2 in Nissan Stadium. I love it.
Part of it.
Mike Keith.
He's the baby goat everywhere else, just not here.
It's not a shot if it's true. It's like when Vrabel, I was listening to Titans radio because we had travel baseball stuff this weekend. So I was listening to Titans radio, and after the game, Mike Vrabel's on, and he said some stuff about the building. Mike Vrabel said to Titans radio, this was my tweet that has over 1,000 likes and 83 retweets and all this. Mike Vrabel said to Titans radio, he thinks they're too good of a football team and organization to have that many visiting fans in the stadium. He said he's very appreciative of the home fans that are there. Which sparked a whole bunch of stuff, which it always does. Here's the ultimate thing on that part of the discussion. Nashville's the it city. People want to come here. When the schedule comes out, people line up trips.
Yep.
And they will pay exorbitant amounts of money on the secondary market to get in the building. And that's what's going on. I mean, that's the first thing. So we can talk about that later. But the other thing that he said that I thought was interesting before we get into introductions in a proper sense is that he called the Chiefs. He said that, what did he say, Honk? They're terrific. The terrific Kansas City Chiefs or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
it was kind of like a, hey, they're good, but they're not the best.
No, yeah, he wanted to say we just spanked this great team or whatever, basically. Speaking of spanking, Don's over there on the phone. Welcome to the show, Don. How are you?
Hi.
By the way, you look great today. What's going on? Not that you don't normally look great.
Speaking of little shots.
She's ready for action today.
You're just trying to fire me up early on this Monday, aren't you? I do. I have makeup on. I actually have lip gloss on because, you know, we're vaccinated, so we don't have to wear a mask in here anymore. Thank goodness. About dang time. And I have a dinner tonight.
So Dawn Woo-hoo. Was on right before the mics cracked. Looking for some, talking about some, what was it? Butt paste?
Yes.
Normally, I know.
For those that don't know that I have a child, is a very disturbing
for diaper rash.
It's diaper
rash.
I said butt cream when I was taught. We got to get some fancy. So we got to get some of this fancy stuff. So I said butt cream, and the pharmacy that the only one, by the way, the only pharmacy you can get the fancy butt cream from. She was like, oh, well, it's called Happy Heiny. Yes, Happy Heiny. Gotcha.
How much
Happy
is this?
Happy Heiny gives a happy hat.
Oh, it's $25 like a tiny little thing of it. What in the world?
That better make your Heiny happy.
And you also have to get it from over the counter. For some reason, it's not just out in the store.
What? Right? You can launch missiles with butt cream?
I don't know if you can make meth with that. That's
you
most
can make
of the time.
Meth with butt cream?
I don't know.
What you put it on.
That's normally the reason why you keep stuff behind the counter, because you can put it together for, you know, recreational drugs. But I don't know why.
Our pediatrician did talk about how, well, the only one that has the components to put together to create this butt cream is this pharmacy.
Can you imagine,
like, great, okay,
getting that advanced degree in the world of science, and you want to be this big science guy that changes the world, and you come up with butt cream?
Hey, whoever created Happy Heiny is worth a pretty little penny now.
That's like this guy singing about diarrhea. Like, you get into the music business, you want to be a big star, and then you end up in a recording studio singing the word diarrhea.
That is now stuck in everybody's head, too.
So I love that spot, actually, because it is catchy. But, you got to evaluate it at some point.
Oh, man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
The man.
Hey, I'm in the building.
Best believe I'm in the building.
You better be ready. I'm in the building.
Car ain't got no rules.
Time for the show.
Yeah! Let's go! I'm coming through the speaker.
We know you're bobbing your head.
You gotta be.
Not only is it Victory Monday for the Titans, man. You want to talk about the parsley?
Woo! I ain't got no room.
If you roll with the parsley.
Man, you rolling.
You rolling.
Yeah, you might go to a car lot. This is the Autoplex.
You turned in that Corolla for the Bentley.
Yeah, maybe just for the week because college has been rough on me. College parsley been rough on me. But the NFL, oh, boy, we've been rocking and rolling.
I love it. Yeah, we'll go through that. Also, Mark Mariani.
Yep. 6-3.
The win.
Yes. Blood in the water.
Blood in the water win.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Need a bigger boat, baby.
Mark Mariani went Titans. He said the Titans don't need the
point. Yes, he did.
I'm not going to lie.
Titans didn't need the point.
I would have called him crazy. Short work week.
Oh, I thought Kansas City was going to
win.
Even though I bet
practice Titans squad players in the secondary.
Oh,
and you
guys,
come
nobody's
out.
Nobody's ever heard of.
And hold Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to that. I mean, holy cow! I color me shocked.
If I'd have told you in the offseason that this Titans defense would have held the Chiefs to 3 points
with Greg Maben.
Greg, don't call me Marcus Maben.
Yeah, hey.
What? I'd have been like, no, that guy got cut 8 million times. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
How about it?
But Greg Maben is supposedly the guy that brought the COVID to the Titans last year. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that.
Then they cut him when he got better.
But you know what they got?
A win.
A beautiful pass rush.
Well, I got some numbers.
Man, and it's all the difference in the world. And then Ryan Tannehill, you hold on to the ball and you win time of possession. And what did we say 8 million times last week?
Yep.
You got to make sure that Patrick Mahomes does not have the ball.
And how did they do?
Long drives.
Play action and staying out of third and long.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, next thing you know, a couple turnovers help you, and you're looking at 27.
And you're protecting the football.
And you're coasting at that point.
And you want to take away Derrick Henry? Hi, meet my little friend AJ.
Hey, you know what?
She sounds like Scarface. Right. Have you even seen that movie?
Did she learn that on the ride? Huh? Maybe she learned that on the ride back from SEC.
Use a phrase she didn't know where it came from?
Yeah. Yes.
That was amazing.
I mean, everybody's seen that.
And makes me want a cigar right now.
But you got to know, Babs is engulfed in the culture. She just ain't watching the movie.
That's right.
Yeah, but she's in the culture.
She's kind of the Michelle Pfeiffer character.
Bingo.
I got to watch it now. I don't know
Listen,
what that is.
The end of that, spoiler alert, the end of that is one of the best endings ever.
Ever.
I seriously, I've looked
just
on the internet.
A lot of people are dead.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, including him.
Yeah, a lot. But they, boy, they go out with a bang, listen, Babs.
Oh, he went out with a bang.
Every bit of a bang.
A lot of bangs.
I've looked on the internet to see how many bullets hit That's Scarface in that last scene. That's I can't find it. But it's a lot.
And how many did he fight through?
And just mounds of cocaine on his desk.
Yeah. It could have been a part two if it wasn't for the guy that crept up on him. But you never know.
And, you know, that whole final scene.
Yeah. Why? Well,
I mean, he lasted. He outlasted the bullets. You think you can kill me? Can't kill me. I'm Tony Montana.
For those that haven't seen Scarface,
I need you to save that drop right there.
You need to see it, but not safe for work.
Yeah, please don't.
Kids.
Yeah.
Get your parents' permission.
Yeah, without question. Savagery.
All right, so here's what we need to do. We've got a lot to get through with regard to the Titans. We have this hour completely open for your reaction, 615-737-1045. When we come back, my first question, as you guys get on hold, and we will go to you, will be to Don and Ron Slay, and I will ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your takeaway from what happened yesterday?
Okay.
And you can answer that however you want. You can go big picture. You can go into details of what happened in the game and what you're impressed with. All of those things. Anything. It's open table. Now, 615-737-1045. Titans with the 27-3 win over the Chiefs. The voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, at 420.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take an early look at this week's point spreads at 445, at 520, Buck Rising. Oh, yeah, at 4 o'clock, Chris Lowe. We'll talk a little college football there.
Yes.
And the parslay is in Fuego at 545. He might have a little Monday Nighter activity for you.
Yes, I do.
Saints at Seahawks. All that coming up. Busy show. We're going to move fast. We're going to have fun. That's what we do here. Thank you for being with us. We'll be right back. Jump on the lines. Give us your take on Tennessee Titans that are 5-2, tied for first in the AFC. Titans with a 27-3 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's some numbers.
What kind of numbers are we talking?
The last time, maybe I should call it last time. The last time the Titans did not allow a touchdown. 12-16, 2018. In a 17-0 win against the New York Giants, that's 43 straight games the Titans have given up at least one touchdown. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, who average on pace an NFL record more than 3 points per possession. No touchdowns, 3 points. The last time the Chiefs did not score a touchdown was November 19, 2017 against the New York Giants. Wow. There's symmetry in life.
It is.
That's 63 straight games.
I'm sweating.
Of scoring at least a touchdown. Yeah, you got some problems going on.
I don't know what's going on with me. I am sweating.
I told him he had low blood sugar. So he got the peanut butter M&M's out.
Dude.
And some Raisinets.
These not for you, Hump.
Come on. He knows I'll eat them all.
I know.
We'll get to the Raisinets in just a second. But so Slay's either going through the change, he's pregnant, or he's got low blood sugar. Because he said he got dizzy.
Dude, look at my arms. My arms are sweating.
He's having hot flashes.
You know, what I originally thought he was doing was when Brent was going over the dates, I thought he was showing us what tattoos were not on his arm at those points. Like, hey, I didn't have this one on my arm.
That's so weird, Hunk.
I did. That was my thought process.
The last time Patrick Mahomes failed to throw at least one touchdown pass in a regular season game was 9/29/2019. That's 32 games. And the last time with no first half points for the Chiefs, October 2nd, 2016, 82 games. There's a lot of stuff going on in this one.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of candy, so Dawn has Raisinets, which I immediately said, oh, it's like when you were 12 at the movie theater.
Yeah. Right. And I was like, please tell me you heard Mike Leach.
I haven't heard Mike Leach, but Hunk has Mike Leach talking about Halloween candy.
And
let's set this up, though.
Yeah.
You set it up. I haven't heard it.
This is post-game.
Yeah, post-game against Vandy.
Post-game.
I mean, Vandy.
No, but whenever you do try to write Vandy in a text, it autocorrects to Candy. Does it all the time. It drives me nuts.
He literally writes Candy. It doesn't autocorrect.
Sometimes you write Candy?
It autocorrects.
Mine autocorrects. Anyway,
mine does
so,
too, Babs. I think it's right. The autocorrect is right. They know what I'm talking about.
You went to the game. Clark Lee has some work to do. So this is post-game. And just to set it up, this is Alyssa Lang with the SEC Network. And just to set it up, like, this was, like, her fourth or fifth, like, her final question in her post-game interview. She did actually ask him questions about football prior to this. So don't come on, you know, don't be calling being like, what dumb questions. No, this was the end of it. And if you have covered Mike Leach and you have been fortunate enough to do halftime interviews and post-game interviews and coaches meetings with
Mike Leach.
You never know what you're going to get. And a lot of times he will not tell you jack about football and he will ignore your football questions. But if you go anywhere else, he is very happy to have a conversation with you. So that's exactly what Alyssa Lang did.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy corn? I mean, I completely hate candy corn. When I was a kid, well, gummy bears. Let's see, gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones. And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do. And then the latest, you know. There's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. And then, you know, they have those Nerds clusters, which is new.
The gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters is good. And then if you go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
Love it. Hopefully you'll get some of that next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's a lot to unpack here. Number one, he hates candy corn. I hate candy corn.
Never even tried candy corn.
I can't stand it.
Won't try it. I don't like the
By the way, he just gave a minute and a half answer about freaking Halloween candy.
And it was
spot
on.
But he won't tell you anything about what clicked or didn't click with his offense.
In the middle of the field, minute and a half answer on candy after the win that they got just on ESPN. And you know that the producers are like, can he please stop? We need to get to the game. We need to get this over.
All right, here's we're going to break down this Titans game in a second, but let's keep breaking this down. All right, so then he talked about Spree in the Box, which you can only get it at the dollar store, and I go to the dollar store.
Yes.
Can you imagine Mike Leach?
Get him at the movie theater.
Yeah, phenomenal at the movies.
You're at the dollar store, and here comes Mike Leach in there.
Yeah. That was
dude
my
makes like
$5
million dollars a year.
Where's the candy?
That was my favorite part of the whole thing, which you can only get at the dollar store, which I do.
Yeah. Okay. Candy innovation. He talked about candy innovation with the nerd clusters, which is a strong play. Low key.
I'm so OG fashion with it.
On nerds.
I got to have the nerds in the box. I need the grape and the strawberry.
Where you end up like
the
cardboard gets wet because you've been.
So I changed that. I do the douse. Or sometimes I go hand. I just douse it.
Zone TV is so good. Facebook Live, YouTube, Twitch.
Hey, man.
She can't do it because she's laughing.
And the watermelon and cherry. Don't forget about it. The watermelon and cherry.
Almond Joy?
No.
Come on.
Never had one. No. Never had that almond.
What?
No.
It's Davenport's favorite.
Almond Joy is?
Yeah.
What is it? I mean, I know it's a candy bar, but what was
coconut and crap.
Coconut.
Oh, I thought that's what the mounds were.
Almond Joy's has nuts. Mounds
don't.
It's a whole commercial and a campaign.
That was a brilliant advertising campaign, wasn't it?
Yep.
So, yeah, the Almond Joy has the almonds. And the almonds, the addition of the almonds.
In it?
Yeah, they both do. The addition of the almonds just makes it like, no. See,
that's why I don't do the little snowballs.
But I do like a pina colada.
I know.
Then that doesn't even make sense.
See, I'm going to leave him in that boat by himself, Babs. I'm not with him.
I don't know. And Europe has better candy than the States.
Now, see, to his point on that, he got a point by that because I used to love going back to Europe when I leave the States because when you get there, they had the white chocolate craze before America did. Mm-hmm. Man, to get in that airport and get one of them white chocolate Kit Kats. Then they came out with it in Snickers. Hey, man.
Over.
Hey, party done, over with. Shut it down, turn the lights out. Kit Kat, white chocolate, and a Powerade on the bus trip with some Pringles. I'm going to win. I'm going to win every bus. I don't care how long the bus trip is.
Racket.
5-6 hours.
That's
put it,
it
in there. Hey, man.
I don't know why, but I just remembered a bus trip we took. When I was in the seventh grade at John Trotwood Moore, we went to Dollywood the first year it opened. And we're on the bus trip, and I have my little Walkman, you know, the ones that played the tapes?
Yeah.
And I listened to Beastie Boys' License to Ill the whole way up there.
Man, I had two tapes, man. Do you remember the tapes you had with the Walkman, Babs?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I would put the tape in and record the radio stations.
Yeah, that too.
When they would do, especially like Top 40.
Oh, yeah.
Where you push play, record in your big old beatbox. Play, record at the same time.
Right,
and
Radio
then you
Raheem.
Can just pop that out and put it in your little yellow Walkman.
Yep. I had two.
Yep.
Helma.
Yeah.
The Vanilla Ice. The
Vanilla
two
Ice. Yep, oh, two look
tapes.
At you.
Big Chad 53 says, ask Brent about zero bars. You don't really need to. That's my favorite. Ramon Ray to fight me over candy corn. Don't ever say you hate candy corn. I hate candy corn. Ron Slay, back me up.
I'm not fooling with it. I'm not.
It's wax.
I'm not even. Hey, I found out something that is sickening.
Listen, all you haters. Come on now.
I'll bring you all my candy corn.
Bring it all. I don't like the chocolate, though.
Y'all want me to spoil something for y'all?
No.
Okay.
Does it have to do with candy corn?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Got something else, though.
Go ahead.
Gummy bears.
What?
Y'all know what it's made out of?
What? Gelatinous
sucrose or whatever that.
I can't believe Hunk don't know.
No, I really don't know.
I'm telling you,
gelatinous muck is a Mickey-ism.
Pig fat.
Wait, what?
Gummy bears are made of lard?
Pig fat.
Pig lard?
Go look it up.
Yeah, but they're fat-free.
hey, I ain't got nothing to do with whatever's going on because I don't eat them anyway.
How can they be fat free if they're made of fat? Literally made of fat.
The lining of the pig fat. Go check it out.
World's a crazy place.
Go look it up. I'm telling you. So everybody that's out there that's a
vegetarian. Let me do that in my spare time.
Eating gummy bears, you're eating meat. You're not really a vegetarian.
You're eating meat.
I'm telling you that. You're cheating. Like
the first article that popped up when I Googled it was, gummy bears are actually made out of boiled animal parts.
I told you.
I'm out.
I told y'all.
I don't want to. Stop it. Don't ruin this for me.
Y'all want me to.
The next time we talk to Mike Leach, we're hitting him with that.
That's the first thing we're bringing up.
I can't wait. You like pork.
Actually, I want to text him right now and be like, hey.
You like pork?
Did you know this?
We just played your soundbite, but then Ron Slay said this.
Look it up.
All right. Ryan Tannehill, 21-27, 270 yards, a touchdown, an interception, 2 carries, 6 yards. And a beautiful finger roll into the end zone.
Yes.
SportsCenter had a slow-mo of that they went to. It was so cool.
Like Jordan.
I still hate him doing it, though, because that one time he came down funny.
He caught himself off a little bit off on that one. That one body wasn't ready.
How about Mike Vrabel trolling everybody with Derrick Henry throwing a touchdown pass? I know they've done that before, but all he's doing is setting up the resume for later.
Man,
we all start to look back, oh, yeah, Derrick Henry had a touchdown pass.
Exactly.
He caught 4 touchdowns. Exactly. He ran for 20. Like, you're just setting it up.
Yeah.
It's like a Heisman
MVP, baby.
Campaign, yeah. MV King. I heard it on the broadcast, people chanting it.
MV
we talked
King.
About it all week last week, yeah. All right, what's your biggest takeaway from this game, Don Davenport?
Oh, I was going to let Slay go first.
Ron Slay.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
Are you still dizzy?
I think I'm coming back down. I don't stop sweating. Maybe it was the hollering. Maybe I had to start talking loud. So let me continue talking loud. Hunk, control that. Hey! No, so honestly, it's so many takeaways from this game, man. Yeah. It was a great game overall. But my thing is, man, I said it last week. In order for them to win this game, the game has to be controlled in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And, man, hey, that offensive line, we heard Roger Saffold come on to talk about it, man. Like, it's something else clicking. And I was asking Ramon, because he's a lineman, like, dude, what is it? What's the biggest difference? And he was like,
because you got no-name guys in there.
Bobby exactly. Hart, the hitman. Is that his first name? I don't even know.
Bobby?
Is that his first name?
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby Hart.
Wait, or is it? It's not I keep wanting to say Tommy, but that's like
Tommy Hart
I'm
is
thinking
one of
Tom Hart, but
Tommy, Jim the Anvil.
It's Bobby,
Nighthawk.
Right? That guy in a
little yeah. It is Bobby, yes.
Yeah, Bobby. But okay, go ahead.
Speaking of SummerSlam coming to Nissan Stadium.
Sorry.
Oh, wow. July 30th. We'll be there. But somehow. But dude, that offensive line just plugging guys in when people go down, that's not supposed to happen. Cause just 2-3 weeks ago we were talking about Tannehill can't stay upright.
1 sack in the last 2 games.
Like how?
20 in the first 5.
You got a Pro Bowl tackle that's out. You got one that's struggling with injuries. You got a center that's struggling. You got a plug and go on the right side, everybody. Like, Nate Davis is – I mean, hey, man, kudos, salute to them, man. They should be – they all
what
the flowers.
Happened?
I don't know.
They just, like, go to Fleming's or something and eat a bunch of steak together?
Whatever
and
it was
good?
They got that unit together. I asked Ramon what is it. He said, to me, it seems that they've simplified things.
Okay.
So we'll have to get him back. We'll get him on and get him to talk about it.
Yep,
but
Thursday.
Them and then the defensive line also. When you're getting rushes like that, like they said on Jamon Ramon, what's that guy? DeNico Autry.
Yeah.
Played 32 snaps. Man, it seemed like he was out there every single play.
He is affecting the game.
Oh, my. At different spots.
Yep.
Like,
he is affecting the game.
When your secondary is so beat up like it is, and you got this D-line getting to the quarterback. Hey, man, Council Christmas, you may be able to put me back there in a nickel and let me guard somebody.
That's my takeaway.
The D-line.
This defense. So my big picture takeaway is what a hell of a gritty performance on a short work week coming off Bills win. I mean, the Bills game in and of itself. So I have a couple of – a defensive takeaway, an offensive takeaway, and then a big picture takeaway. Mm-hmm. So defensively, because you are able to affect the quarterback in the way that you are. I mean, what are they, 10th in sacks in the NFL right now?
Yeah.
I think they're in the top 10 in sacks in the NFL. I mean, Harold Landry is just contract year plan, right?
Beep,
like,
beep,
yes.
Beep, beep, here come the truck.
Because this defense finally, we've been asking for it, is finally able to affect the quarterback. It doesn't matter that you have practice squad players right. in the secondary because right. of what you're doing up front. So my big takeaway is the additions. And I think that Bud Dupree is only going to get better.
Yeah.
I think you see it.
Yeah.
You see him getting more confidence in that knee. You right. see him kind of clicking a little bit better yeah. each week, you know. So I think that's only going to get better. And my big takeaway is what they are doing to affect the quarterback is unbelievable right now and is the complete difference in what a debacle that defense was last year.
Yeah, and then you look on the secondary, you got guys being able to, like, without the secondary.
Doing their job.
Yeah, they just doing your job.
Yeah.
That's all we need you to do. Just do your job. Don't do nothing phenomenal. We got to do it to Kevin Byard there to do that.
Don't try and do everybody else's job.
Don't do.
When the ball's on the ground, exactly.
When the ball's on the ground, pick it up.
Yeah.
The super guy will get the ball on the ground. Right. You pick it up.
Yeah, that's all you do. Man, and then you got to give credit. Like, so when we say big picture, man, you're looking at, we'll go back. I'll go back to offense in a minute, but just, since we're on defense, these darn linebackers. Like, Monty Rice plugging in. But the dude, Rashad Evans, had a day, finally. Like,
finally.
That was so good.
He had eight tackles against the Bills, so he started to show it there.
But this was it.
Yeah.
And the man, David Long Jr., I don't know. Like, son?
Do you see him, like,
hey, man.
Mocking Kelsey,
hey,
too?
Man. Like, that's having a good time.
Hey.
That's having a good time.
I am so confident in what our unit is doing right now.
I'm having a good time.
I'm going after Travis Kelsey.
What? Like
you don't do that.
No. Hey, woo.
David Long Jr. does that.
Hello.
Harold Landry's second in the NFL
hey,
in sacks.
Like,
yeah.
It's so much.
You got to pay that man.
And what Ola Adeney has been able to do.
Money.
Right.
I mean, you've got guys that we always talk about opportunity, and you've got guys that have seized that opportunity, mm-hmm. and this defense is just in a completely different place. My at least big picture takeaway, we can hit offense on the other side of the break, mm-hmm. but my big picture takeaway is look at what the Titans defense is doing this with. Like, you still – you know, you'll get Christian Fulton back.
Yeah. One more game.
You'll get,
theoretically. We'll
hopefully
see.
You'll get some other pieces of injured guys back, or right. you'll continue to get guys healthier. My big picture takeaway is, holy moly, this team could be good at the end
yes.
of the year when they need
and them. They are 10th in sacks in the league. So
I wrote them off for this game. I absolutely admit I wrote them off.
Yeah. That's, man.
And I was dead wrong.
All right, when we come back, we'll try to jump on these phone calls. Lines are loaded.
We want
to
hear.
And we want to hear from you. 615-737-1045.
Titans offset the eye to the right. Now going in motion, Tannehill. Direct snap, Henry. He throws in the end zone. Man is wide open. Caught. Touchdown, Titans. Michael Pruitt. The Titans go to the King Cat. And the King has thrown for a big six.
No lie, my 11-year-old before the game said, I think Derrick Henry throws a jump pass touchdown today.
Are you kidding me?
No question. He said
really?
He said it. We were driving to baseball, and he said, I think Derrick Henry's going to throw a jump pass touchdown.
Go buy a lottery ticket.
Drew Stadamus.
Oh, wait. He's not old enough.
Oh, you can sneak him in now.
Yeah, but don't you do
Slay.
Don't you, like, around Christmas time, put the lottery cards in the stockings and stuff, like the ones from the parents? Santa
yes.
does his own thing, but, like, the ones from the parents, like, you get, and if they win, like, then what? Because it's my money. Like,
does Santa, does,
if they win on the Santa,
does Santa
cards,
do lottery tickets sometimes?
Yeah, so we have two different stockings for each kid. We have two different.
Oh, so you have like a Santa stocking
yeah.
and a mom and dad stocking?
I ain't cheating Santa, man. You never know what Santa's going to bring. Mom and dad might cheat you a little bit.
Dang, I like to break Christmas.
I was going to say.
Me too.
Well, I don't control Santa, but I, you know.
Me too.
Santa's his own dog.
Huh.
This also must be a Tennessee thing because I've never gotten the lottery tickets as a gift in Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, I've never gotten
that. Well,
that's
a Georgia thing too, though. Or Texas. My parents used to do it.
And I live in the Bible Belt that, you know, we don't believe in that satanic stuff.
Yeah.
So Slay looked at me like, are you for real? Yeah.
Is that what the lottery is?
No Halloween.
Yeah, no Halloween. No, it's, hey, yeah.
It's education lottery's raised billions of dollars for kids to go to school.
Which they is sure the reason have. Why I'm this reason I'm here now.
It's the exact reason. Getting it done.
There you go.
Speaking of Halloween, my Halloween game next week is in Provo, BYU. I'm like, it's probably probably not a huge Halloween place, right?
By the way, there's a new Fletch movie coming out.
Is it really?
Yeah. John Hamm is in it.
Is it? I was going to say, is it a completely different cast?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a minute. John Hamm's in it. All right, let's go to Darrington next up on 3HL. D, what's up, buddy?
What's happening? Hey, this weekend, man, I tried to give you hope. I saw her. I tried. I tried to gas him up when we was on the tailgate show Saturday. I tried to get him power. It didn't work.
Guess what, Darrington? But guess what? It did not work either, though, because it's very, very promising.
You're right.
Very promising.
Shock the world, baby. Shock the world.
There you go.
All right. I also want to say I was right. Fred, you remember that game right before the Jets? I called in and said, hey, they're going to lose this game, and they're going to win the next two.
You did say
boom,
that.
They won the next two. All right, so I got a question for EG out of F. Boom, number one, do you see Julio becoming something like what Odell is in Cleveland, pressing, can't stay healthy, but really want to be an impact just because off the name alone? Then, I also seen on ESPN today, they have Derrick Henry ranked at number three for MVP. Just because of Kyler Murray still being undefeated, and then Tom Brady throwing the 600 touchdown, they kind of got him boosted. So they got him at number three. And then my last question, A.J. Brown. You remember the beginning of the season he came in and he had a big beef with Justin Jefferson about being that guy? And, you know, his contract is going to be coming up soon. Do you see a thing where he's going to want more because he's getting kind of capped because he doesn't get the production that he should get? Like he did yesterday. Like, that should be A.J. Brown every week. I just want to know what your guys think about that. Let me know.
I think you'll see plenty of production moving forward from A.J. Brown. I think there's been some stuff going on. That's a pretty amazing performance yesterday, especially given all the squirt problems and losing the 8 pounds and all that stuff.
And all that's happening because of the run. Like, Derrick Henry opens all that up. It's so – on that play fake, it's so many guys flying down in the box. It's ridiculous, man. Like, there ain't no safeties. Ain't no linebackers right there. That middle is wide open, and that shouldn't be. Second thing to him
– single high safety a lot of the time.
I don't think Julio would be like Odell Beckham. I think he could have kept going yesterday, but if you follow Buck, he was saying that Julio was trying to get back in the game, and the coaches wouldn't let him go back in. So they're protecting him from himself in a sense too. So I don't think this is Odell Beckham thing.
I also look at it as another thing about the locker room. I think Julio's better in the locker room than Odell is as well.
Oh, no question.
You're saying like, is he another Odell? Yeah. No, because he's a better locker room presence. Yeah,
well, and he's a leader.
There you go.
And there was so much talk him coming in about what he does to help teach the younger guys. Like, there's no telling what A.J. Brown has picked up in his game just from being around in person Julio, whether Julio's practicing or not.
Let's go to Mark next up on 3HL. Hey, Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, a big, big win from bouncing off from Monday Night Football compared to this one. I was shocked. I wasn't expecting it to happen, but I'm so glad the way they perform. Do you feel like it's a little bit of revenge from that AFC Championship game for us to bounce back and shut down Patrick Mahomes, or this team is just clicking on all cylinders?
I really don't
think. Maybe for fans, but.
I really don't think pros think like that, honestly.
Not at all.
Not unless it was.
This is a completely different team.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, different mission.
Shocked was a good word for it, though. When they kept scoring and they kept turning it over, shocked. I mean, that was just a snowball effect. Shocked.
I'll say shocked to the point that I didn't expect them to blank them.
Right, you went money line.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to blank them and just get 3 points, like not getting the end zone.
27-3.
But
the
like
Chiefs.
That's tough. But
on a short week,
on a short week
with a lot of injuries.
I just thought
I was
think they could out physical them. I thought it was going to be opposite.
And think about where the Chiefs were, right? Like they went into that game all week thinking we've got to bounce back, we've got to flip the switch, we've got to win this game, and that's what happens. I think ultimately because. We talked about it last week. If the Titans win, the narrative nationally will be what's wrong with the Chiefs, which should – I mean, that should be a talking point, honestly. But I think instead of demeaning what the Titans did by calling the Chiefs bad, The Chiefs, again, their offense, more than 3 points per possession, that's historic NFL territory.
Okay, coming but their into protection this game, is bad.
Here's what happened. Yeah. The Titans exposed them.
Yes,
they did.
Yes.
I think that's a better way to say what actually happened there.
And if this wasn't back-to-back weeks, I think you could be like, man, the Chiefs just really not that good. But when you go do that against Buffalo, and then you, like you said, a short week, come back with the same energy in this game, like, nah.
I mean, that being said, though, the Chiefs have some serious issues. Yes, the Titans exposed them, but that defense is...
Oh, that's that defense
that's a
is
bad,
bad
defense.
But they've been winning
and
with
that's
a bad,
bad offensive line.
Right.
By
and
the
that's
way,
a, that's that the protection issues Mahomes doesn't know what to do with.
Across the board, too.
Yeah. They're talking about the Titans on NFL Live right now, and they just put up a graphic. The Titans have 9 sacks in the last 4 games. That's second in the NFL.
Yeah.
To your pass rush point.
Yep.
All right. More discussion.
And that's the difference.
Yeah. About the Titans as we move through the show, for sure. When we come back, though, we'll switch over, talk a little college football next, what happened over the weekend. We've got Chris Lowe coming up next. Stay tuned. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.
Ooh, low strikeout.